B-Pod Studios.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to a Rap Party podcast for your Friday, the 24th of January. You know, it's funny. We opened up the show and I said the time and date. And like, Roy, you said, why do you do that?
Yeah, because it reminds me of like a hostage when they're holding up a paper of today's date to prove. I feel like we're hostages proving that we're here. Oh.
I don't know. I just kind of like doing it now for some reason. At the beginning of the show, I hear other shows do it, you know, the time and the date. And we only do it once. Anyway, we were goofing on it. And then somebody sent us a text message and said, I'm so glad you do the time because when I'm in the shower listening to the show, I hear the time and I knew I was late for work. The text message is so far down now at this point. But I think, Roy, didn't she go on to say that she's like, I didn't shave my legs?
That's fine.
Here it is. She goes, I was in the shower and I realized I was running late today. So today became a no shaving my legs day. But it's okay. It's January. Oh, well.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to see your legs.
Okay. Where do we start? There's a lot of stuff that we need to get to on the Rap Party podcast. And we recommend you also listen to the full show so that a lot of times the things that we talk about in the full show that we don't get to spills over to the Rap Party. Where do you want to start, Roy?
I don't know. Where do you want to start? I don't even remember the show.
Really?
How about that? We didn't have our sheets today because our printer's broken.
Yeah. Are you going to eat and do the Rap Party?
Maybe.
Yeah, who cares?
It's just a rice cake. I'm almost done with that.
It's a podcast. It doesn't have to be professional.
We could just... I'm pregnant. I'm feeding the baby.
That's a real towel thrower in her.
Yeah. Lorraine also has the best excuse ever. She's pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
That is true. Roy, how are you feeling after peanut butter karaoke? I'd like to start with a health update.
Yeah, so a little sick to my stomach. I ate probably the equivalent of five peanut butter PBJ sandwiches worth of peanut butter. It was a lot, and it didn't settle well with my stomach. In fact, I could almost taste. It wasn't like a peanut buttery taste at the very end. It was almost like a chemically taste. Mm. I guess maybe they used some cheap peanut butter where we got it from.
We don't know the brand. It came from a bagel place, and we just asked for some peanut butter on the side.
Yeah. It was in like a little plastic ramekin.
So it wasn't. It's not settling well. And I can now report that I feel better. But
good.
Yeah.
We know someone from social media who posted that they weren't feeling well and that they were throwing up and they thought it was an illness and they ended up passing away.
Uh-huh.
And that was like when you follow the facts. Because whenever anybody passes away, you always go back and look at their social media.
Yeah. But it'd be weird. It's like if I go and I put on Facebook, I'm going to go for a pleasant drive, and then I get into a car accident and die, and you're going, oh, my God.
Well, my general manager at the old radio station in Memphis that I worked at, mm-hmm. I loved him. He was awesome. And he had some mental health issues, and he took his own life.
Aww.
And when I found out, I went to his Facebook, and at like 1 a.m., he was like, I'm driving and driving and driving, and I have no answers.
Oof.
And that was it. That was literally the last thing he posted.
I hate that.
Right?
So
I hate that.
I mean, and you're just like, just reach out to someone for help instead of doing what you did.
And then like our mutual friend who just passed away, then I found out he passed away due to natural causes, and I'm like, but he was throwing up really bad.
Within 24 hours of him passing away.
Like, I would... maybe say we should look a little deeper and do an autopsy.
Yeah.
Maybe they will.
Yeah, hopefully.
I would hope so.
You know?
If I die under strange circumstances and I was throwing up and I'm pretty young, please do the autopsy.
Okay. We'll do. What song do you want us to play at your funeral?
Oh.
All By Myself by Celine.
I was going to say, I will remember you.
I hope you dance.
Thanks for the memories.
Yeah. Thanks for the memories. Can I play Metro Station Shake It?
Yes, we played that in the free-for-all today. It was awesome.
To the point where everyone's like, why is he playing this?
So last night I had my, I only brought it up on the air briefly, but last night I had my HOA meeting, the second one I attended. Last year when I attended it, I came back on the air and told you it was kind of a lot of fun because it was like a kind of a mob mentality at our HOA meetings. And like last year, this woman said, hi, I just moved here and I'm wondering what you guys have in store for like the holidays. Like, is there a group that puts together Halloween parties for the community, like Easter parties? And so the head of the HOA was like, last year he was like, we actually lost that person just a couple of weeks ago, and we need someone to take over for the Easter party. And I yelled out in the back, I was like, just take it over, do it. Mm-hmm. And the next thing you know, like, another person's like, yeah, come on, Carol, do it. We're like, Carol. She goes, should I? We're like, yeah. She's like, I'll do it. We're all like, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Just nonsense.
Well, that kind of happened at my dad's HOA meeting. He all of a sudden got elected president. He's like, I didn't even try to run. He goes, I'm now president of this thing.
So last night there was another HOA meeting. But I will say this, that last year I brought up the fact that I thought our light posts, it wasn't all tomfoolery from me. I said, hi, can we paint our light posts and put new globes on the streetlights inside our community? Because we hang Christmas ornaments from it, but their light posts are rusty and the globes look disgusting. So you're hanging an ornament off of a pig, basically.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like a dirty, filthy pig. So they were like, oh, well, we'll see. We'll look into it. They opened up the meeting this year by saying that Union Power has painted all the posts and they're changing the globes.
I guess that it was expensive.
$900
Yeah, I bet
a globe.
A globe?
A globe. No. That's what somebody said.
They're taking your ass for everything.
We're not paying for it. The county's paying for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How'd you guys convince them to do that?
I don't know. My HOA guy is good. That's Greg.
Oh, okay,
he knows what he's doing.
I'm trying to request Mecklenburg County to do something in my neighborhood. They're dragging their feet.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we have a speed limit sign because this is how riveting my life is. That's really filthy, like to the point you can't even see it. But at the end of the road, there's one that's really clean and looks trashy. Of course, the sign closest to my house it makes it look trashy.
Is it dirty?
Yeah, I just want them to go spray it.
Well, why don't you?
My water hose doesn't reach that far.
I was just going to say, here's the thing. In my mind, it would be easier for me to walk down there and clean the sign myself than get some guy from the city to come out and
do it. That's low priority.
What am I supposed to do? Get a bucket of water and a ladder?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Why do you need a ladder? Get just a mop on a pole.
I guess I could. Anyway, I put a request in, and I'm pretty sure I heard the lady laugh at me and hang up.
Sometimes what you can do is you can have Sterling take a picture, and then you tag at Charmec. Hey. Like, hey, keeping it clean.
Keeping it clean. They're going to give me a job.
Yeah.
You should just adopt the street and clean it up yourself like we did.
Yeah. Speaking of speed limits and streets, some woman last night goes, hi, I'm wondering about the speed bumps. And then half the room was like, no, we're not doing speed bumps. We don't want speed bumps. And she was like, well, I have four kids that play outside and the cars race through the neighborhood. I'm for speed bumps. And the guy goes, the head of the HOA goes, we can't do speed bumps. Again, that's a county thing. And it's so far low priority in our neighborhood that we're not going to get it done.
You guys don't have speed bumps now?
No. I yelled out, just do it yourself.
That's funny.
And so she looked over. So there were some moments like that where I did some yelling. And then my friend Dave, I told you earlier this week.
What does your wife do at these?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
She doesn't go.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't go.
And by the way, we had beers before we went.
So you're a little toasted.
Yeah. Feeling good. We're okay.
We're okay.
So my neighbor Dave is there, and he's the one who I told you earlier in the week took a picture of the coyote.
Yeah.
So there's a moment where Greg, the head of the HOA, goes, anybody else have anything? I look. Nobody raises their hands. I go, I'd like to recognize my friend Dave, who came within 200 yards of a deadly coyote this weekend. And everybody was like, because he posted it on the Nextdoor app.
Yeah.
Oh, is he the one? And you're like, yeah, he'll do pictures later.
Okay, so it's
a little something.
Yeah.
And then we wrap up, and this older guy came over and goes, I just wanted to come over and say hi to the peanut gallery. I was like, high five, and I'm like, that's right, bro. We try and keep things light. I'll be back next year.
Oh, my gosh.
I hate the speed bumps in the neighborhoods.
I kind of do, too, quite
honestly.
So
annoying.
They probably catch you by, I could see you being caught off guard. Like,
oh, you know,
racing up to one.
No,
you have them in your neighborhood, Loren. I found out the hard way the first time I came through.
Yeah, and I still do it every single day.
What, you forget?
No, I don't know. Maybe. I just zone out.
It's in going 30.
The Jeep can handle it.
Yeah. Shucks, that's why they're invented.
That's right.
All right, let's go.
I'm bottoming out.
Let's go over to producer Nicole, who's in the studio. Big news coming out of her camp. Mm-hmm. Word had it that she was expecting.
And she's pregnant.
And we had the evidence to prove it, right, Loren?
There was a text string between her and her dad that was in question. Her dad thought that she was pregnant because she was receiving baby items to her parents' house. So
no.
She was getting formula.
Yes.
My dad never thought I was pregnant.
We did.
Okay, well, let's get
Why do you say your dad never thought that?
Because he didn't.
How do you know?
That's fake.
How do you know he sent you two text messages saying, why are baby things coming to the house?
No, you don't listen. I did not say that. He said, you got a package in the mail. And I said, what is it? And he said, it looks like baby stuff.
So what if in that moment he thought maybe my daughter's pregnant?
Yeah. If my dad thought that, he would have called me and said, you want to say something? You want to talk?
What happened the next time it happened?
You want to go back in the closet?
Just because you're pregnant doesn't mean that you're not gay.
Yeah, you could have decided that you wanted a baby and went and got...
Turkey baster.
Yeah.
I can barely afford my rent. I can assure you my dad doesn't think that I'm doing that.
But it didn't happen once. It happened twice. What happened the next time?
He said, you got more baby stuff in the mail.
And I said, maybe it was a fleeting thought in his mind. Mm-hmm. For a moment.
As a father, I'm telling you, it was. You're his
sure
only child,
right? I'm
sure
he got a good laugh out of it, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you the only child? I didn't think I really... Yeah.
But...
You don't know about her older brother? Well, Lorenz, there's someone we'll talk about.
Lorenz. Nobody talks about. It's like how Will Smith has a kid that he doesn't talk about.
Same with Regis.
Yeah. Isn't that cool when you have like a kid that's not in the public eye?
Yeah. Well, Ozzy Osbourne does too. That's probably the most famous.
Yeah.
There's Kelly and...
Boy.
Jack.
And then there was a third one that wasn't on any of the shows.
Yeah, I love
Didn't
it.
Want to be in it.
That's so funny.
And Sharon talked about her like she was the most normal one of them all.
You think she regrets that decision of
not being
on the show?
I don't think so.
I thought she was on the first season and then decided it wasn't the right thing. But
That's the move I want to do. I want to have two kids just so one of them isn't in the public eye. Just because it's like cool.
Yeah, maybe I'll keep Ruby out of that. Like Dean's already in. He's on commercials. He comes in.
Yeah, keep Ruby out.
I'll keep Ruby out of the
Never
public eye.
Never mention her ever again.
My buddy Spike up in Detroit, who works at with Mojo, he would block his pictures of his daughters, like put dots over their head whenever he posted them on Insta. Mm-hmm.
I get that.
That's a cool move. I might get into that.
Well, you don't want people looking at
you. They already know what your kids look like now.
I guess. I should ask Spike if he had like a threat against him or something, or if that was just a conversation.
Oh my gosh, do people threaten radio hosts? And why?
I don't know.
I mean, we did have that War of the Roses guy, but he was just pissed off because he got caught cheating.
There was a radio show behind Aaron Hernandez. That's what I got from that.
What?
Netflix.
They got threatened?
No,
she outed him on radio.
Yeah, some sports radio show two days before, like, outed him, which... The journalist was right. Like, that's not something you don't just out somebody on morning
it's not
radio.
A good code of ethics.
No,
when it comes to
and then
journalism.
2 days, and then like everyone picked up on it, and then next thing you know,
he outed me. He outed me quite a few times.
What?
I'm just thinking, you're not supposed to out people.
He
on
did
the
it
radio.
By accident.
Oh,
we all did. Yeah. We'd be like,
I did it once, man, and I felt so. Frigging bad. I felt terrible.
Hey, look up WEEI.
What's WEEI?
Is that our station? That's the station that added them. We have Beasley stations up in Boston.
WEEI.
It's like.
No, it's radio.com. It's.
Okay. It's Intercom.
Intercom, yeah.
Okay. They were the ones that did it.
Yeah, how crazy is
I wonder
that?
How they feel.
They gotta feel bad. Well, and Massachusetts has that weird law.
Yeah, that you can't be convicted of a crime if you die during your
while it's
appeal.
Open or appeal.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay.
So he was actually, it was like taken off of his record.
Okay.
So he's not a convicted.
Yeah.
WEEI also is the same radio station where that person called Tom Brady's daughter a twit because he had put her on an Instagram or a Facebook show that he was doing. And he came on the air with that station every Monday. And he came on the air that one Monday and said, hey, guys, I'm just here to tell you I'm not doing this today based on what
just happened. They're pretty controversial.
I guess.
A little shock jockey?
The whole law where you can't, if you die, you don't get charged. I think Virginia is the opposite. If you die, you get found guilty.
Oh, like, really?
Yeah, and your corpse has to do time.
I think that's why they thought...
We'll take that coffin.
That was another reason why they thought maybe Aaron had committed suicide so that the Patriots had to pay his family out.
Oh.
Because in the note that he left his fiance at the end, it says, you're rich.
How much money did this kid have?
$40 million
Yeah, he just signed
a
40
million. Football player?
He had just signed a huge contract. Yeah, he was like, he played the same position as Gronk.
What position's that?
Tight end. Your favorite.
He's like our Greg Olsen.
Okay. Yeah, I don't.
Good point. Without the, except Greg doesn't
have tattoos, people. And mm-hmm. he more so goes. Yeah. There's a few differences.
Yeah.
You know what else I found out that's interesting about Virginia? Because I've been trying to take a concealed weapons class. I've been looking into that. You could just do it online in Virginia. Like, my dad did, like, a little online thing, and that's all you need.
Is that because he had already done one in person?
No. You don't have to fire a weapon or anything. Mm. They allow online classes, and then you got to go to the courthouse or the police department. And
hey, guys,
just
this
apply.
Has been great, but I got to go.
Why do you have to go?
Well, my 11 o'clock meeting got moved to 10-11. How weird.
Weird. 10-11. Okay. Not pregnant.
I'm actually losing weight, asshole.
What does that mean?
If anyone wants to know, I'm gaining weight and I'm not dealing with it well.
I'm gaining weight for Loren, just so you know, because I'm a good fucking work husband.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sympathy weight.
And I felt like I was eating a little healthier this week. I still gained weight.
I don't know. You started off Monday with that pizza and the Coke, and Dean called you out.
What's up? What's up with that, Dean? Yeah, I have pizza and a Coke, okay? At 6:10 a.m.? It's leftovers.
Well, hold on a second. Didn't you tell me a long time ago that your trainer told you to eat something big early?
Yeah, your biggest meal should be the breakfast because you're going to burn it off by the end of the day.
Right.
In theory, if you operate in a calorie deficit. Mm.
If you didn't have a radio job that included you sitting and talking into a microphone, you'd burn it off.
Yeah, you'd burn it off. And if you didn't stop and get food on the way home and then just sit there and watch TV and eat more and then get a late night snack and then do dinner.
Bro, it's so bad. I got in trouble for ordering food from on Amazon. I ordered the star cookies that I love so much from Trader Joe's. They're delicious. They're gold stars or something like that. They come out around the holidays.
Well,
they're chocolate covered cookies.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. The little balls on top.
Oh, they're so
They're like
so
butter
good.
Cookies. Yeah.
They're not butter, though.
But it's something like that on the inside. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, they're delicious. And Pepperidge Farm makes something like it, but they make a sandwich where it's like two chocolate long things. Put down into
it's called a dark chocolate star,
which sounds like a dirty sex move.
Yeah.
Hey, let me tell you, guess what I did last night? What? I gave him a dark chocolate star.
Ooh.
Oh,
so your wife was upset that you ordered
snacks? She goes, did you order $23 worth of cookies from Amazon? I was like, yeah, I was a little tipsy drinking wine and the box was done. And it's such a holiday thing, like they're not in the stores anymore.
Yeah.
So you're okay with paying the premium for a $4 box for 20 something?
Now you sound like Amanda. I said, and she doesn't like them. So she's like, what are we going to do with two boxes?
Well, I guess they're good all year, no?
And she called me Tubby.
Did she really?
Well,
if you're Tubby, what the hell am I? What would she call me?
No, you're good. You're Roy.
That's like, I'll never forget when Sterling's doctor said that he was overweight. I'm like, Sterling?
What?
Yeah, because of the BMI, whatever.
Oh,
thing.
Whatever.
And Sterling is so skinny.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if you're overweight, wait, what the hell am I?
Yeah.
I would take that test, and they'd say he's just a blob. Like, he's not even I'm past obese.
We're not sure what we're getting on the screen.
My God, Roy's a circle.
Things orbit around Roy. I think that's a Family Guy episode where Peter had his own. Brian goes, look. All right, well, that was a Rap Party podcast. Hopefully everybody enjoyed it.
Have a good weekend.
Yep, we'll see you back here Monday. We got live tickets all week long.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.